I can have everybody's attention. We have a quorum. It's 12 o'clock, so I'll go ahead and call the meeting to order. I'll just do a quick roll call. Brent Westerson,
Good morning.
Gaffney,
Here.
John Johnson,
Here.
Kristen Urbach,
Here.
Tom Patton,
Here.
Sally, Prue. I see you up there.
You're muted, Sally, but.
Sorry, I couldn't unmute for a minute. I'm here.
Is Jim Dunnigan on? Okay, I saw Dave Perullo. Saw him. So Harry Reiling. New member, Bob Mezzo. Gotcha. Brian Thompson.
Here.
Okay. Yep. How about Paul Hinch? Did he join? Okay. Doug Delena. Saw
Here.
you, Doug. Yep. Paul Robertson.
Happily here.
Yep. Kaylee Moran.
Here.
See her. No. Anybody from the City of New London? Felix or the mayor? Okay. Thomas Gill. Okay. David Corse, I don't know if he was going to join us. I think he had some stuff. And then Kristen Zanellis. All right, we have a quorum, so we'll move on. The first order of business, item number two, is approval of minutes for two meetings, the special meeting on March 24th and the regular meeting on January 27th. All of those are in your packet.
Move. I'll second.
So moved from Grant and seconded by John Johnson. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please say aye or raise your hand.
Aye.
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 Okay. And anyone opposed? Does anyone abstain?
I'm going to abstain. I wasn't present on the March 24th.
Okay.
I'll abstain on half of this.
Okay. So the motion passes. Thanks. Next up, item number three, public comment. I'll let Jill go through the process. First, we'll go here, anywhere. And is there a public comment here by chance? Okay, we'll go online.
If you're joining us on Zoom, you can just take yourself off of mute or raise your hand. If you're joining on the phone, you can press star six or star nine and make public comment.
Perfect. All right. Hearing no public comment, I want to circle back and welcome Bob Mezzo to the board. Bob, do you want to take a minute and just introduce yourself?
I'm some mute still.
Again.
That's where we can hear us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pins up.
There you go, Bob.
Not yet.
All right. So maybe he's not going to be able to unmute. Hey, we'll get you the next time, Bob. But
Or a little later.
one of the things that we wanted to do because of the forward momentum of the Port Authority and possibly doing loans in the future was to get someone from finance on the board, and Bob is going to meet that need for the board of directors. So appreciate Bob joining the board. Finance committee update. Tom, I know you're in a car. You want me
Yeah,
to?
I can handle that. So, yeah, we had a very good meeting last week on April 21st. Covered a number of topics relevant to this discussion, though. We recommended that the board approve the submission, our quarterly submission, to OFA, the Office of Fiscal Analysis. As you saw in your packet, that describes updates with the general operations, the core bond projects, and then the London State Fair project accounting. And so we would, the Finance Committee would recommend that the full board approve that submission.
So here our motion is to approve the fiscal year 26 quarter three Office of Physical Analysis report.
So moved. Second.
Hey, John. Grant, any discussion on 4-alpha? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye. All right.
Aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Any abstentions? Hearing none, motion passes. So Tom, over to 4-bravo.
So we also had a rather fulsome discussion about the proposed 2027 fiscal year budget. I think our opinion was Michael and the staff have done a great job of allocating the capital in ways that make sense here. Spending is intended to go up next year, particularly around marketing and outreach issues as we continue to, you know, inform the populace of the work that we're doing, our mission, and even the ship projects. So it is, even though that we have about a $600,000 or $700,000 increase in spends, we also are anticipating about a $400,000 increase in revenues, which will still lead to a operational surplus of about $900,000 at the end of the day. You know, our cash balance remains substantial, and I think we're managing the taxpayers' monies and our fees here pretty thoughtfully. But is our recommendation that the budget be approved. But Michael, if you have any comments on some of the changes, that would probably be useful.
Thanks, Tom. I will make some comments on the mostly on the plan of operations. The budget is self-explanatory and supports the plan of operations as we have written. It covers revenue. I just will continue to tell you I have concerns about how the railroad lease is mapped out. And as we work through with our partners on the HDA agreement, the Harbor Development Agreement, we'll look for ways to economize how much we pay for 4 acres of railroad land that we're using at the State Pier. Because that goes up 4% a year, that starts to erode the lease payment from Orsted. So we'll look for ways to do better there. This budget looks normal compared to the last 2 years of budgets based on activity at the State Pier. I do suspect most of the items for the Sunrise Wind Project will be delivered by the end of this fiscal year. And then the last 6 months of next calendar year, 2027, will be spent installing those components out at sea. So I think less deliveries equal less revenue on the stevedoring and dockage and wharfage side of the house. And so the potential for the revenue stream to look the same next year is very small, but we are working with our State Pier partners on what will occur at the State Pier next, and that will kind of tell us what the budget will look like. I will highlight a lot of communications and marketing activities, very positive response to our improved website and social media posts, which is all outlined in here. We continue to sponsor maritime events. We're looking to partner with people to market underutilized property along the coast. We're going to implement the mentor program, which we'll have some discussion about under grants here a little bit later in the agenda. Staffing, you can see I've mentioned that we'll also talk later in the agenda about increasing the hours for the financial administrative assistant, potential hiring of a project manager, which is included in the budget, if we're going to engage in work at the state at the Pier 7 at Fort Trumbull, or if we have a need to oversee some work for a PIDP grant in Groton for a fuel terminal. But there's a future opportunity here to leverage more grants if we have grant writing capability, real estate people in-house, or marketing people in-house along the way based on whatever we find ourselves getting involved in, and we could get involved in a lot of things. I've outlined the projects that are going on right now, the things we're doing for engagement, and what we need to work with the legislature for Small Harbor Improvement Program next and business development for maritime. Any questions?
Mike, you and I discussed it before about the railroad lease.
Yep.
And I know the railroad doesn't want to sell property necessarily, but for those 4 acres, in the future, would you ever envisage a need for those 4 acres as perhaps the it grows? And would it be more effective if we made an offer to buy it?
That is a likely option to acquire those 4 acres in perpetuity, as well as any available real estate around the state pier. So those are the kinds of things we're looking at constantly. On the case that the railroad doesn't want to give up property, I'm not sure we should continue to pay $700,000 a year for 4 acres when we're leasing 35 acres for $2 million. So the only thing that's not in the plan of operations that we are going to be working on next year, and I will be making an edit to the plan of operations to include a description on the loan program that we've been talking about. We set up a committee, Mr. Chairman, that I think you should add Mr. Mezzo to.
Yeah.
And the goal there was to support maritime businesses with small business loans, segregating some of our funding available. If you look at the OFA report, we have $6 million in the bank. We segregate some of that money to do small loans to help businesses expand, grow their workforce, and do workforce development. That's all I had, Tom.
I would go back to Gaffney's comment about the 4 acres. When you talk to the wind developer, that 4 acres seems to be pretty important for them marketing for subleases, just because of the ability, the big pieces, the blades, the tower sections and nacelles. They feel that 4 acres is a must, you know, so yes to your question.
Okay. It's a balance. Many times there's 4 acres of free space at the state pier.
That's right.
It's all a question about how you're moving equipment from overseas to the property proper. If you have room, you do it. If you don't have room, you don't do it.
Right.
When the 34 acres gets filled up, they got to stop. And they've run into that situation several times as they've seen work stoppages over the last year.
Well, the 4 acres is getting used, right?
Currently, yes.
Yeah.
So absolutely. I would, just to not to be a negative person, but it was being used for parking until Sunrise came in and needed the extra space.
Right.
So.
Yeah, so a good portion of that time we were buying parking spaces.
$700,000.
I only pay $4,000 a year for the DOT parking area across the entranceway from the state pier, which is maybe an acre. But that doesn't scale up. $700,000 for 4 acres.
Yep.
Parking's important, though, too.
No doubt, John.
Is there rails on that property?
When you haven't got it.
There's not rails in the way of the open space that they want to use. There's certainly rail ability and connection.
Okay, so there are, in item 4, Bravo, there are two things to vote on. First is the plan of operations, which you all have in your package, and then the proposed budget for 2027. So we'll do the plan of operation first.
Move it.
Grant.
Second. I guess we did that already.
Do I have any discussion on what Mike briefly went over for the plan of operations?
It's a great report.
Yep. Hearing none, I'll entertain or I'll all those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Any objections? Hearing none, motion passes for the plan of operation. And then lastly, the proposed budget for fiscal year 2027.
You need a motion. You got it.
Second.
Okay, Grant and Gaffney. Any discussion on the budget? And there's an expert sitting right next to me. Faye would be more than happy to elaborate if you have any questions. Okay, hearing none, I'll
he's not talking about you, John.
All those in favor,
no, I know that.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Any naysayers? Great. Any abstentions? Okay, 4 Bravo passes. Next is the Human Resource Committee. John.
Yeah,
brief report, but all positive. Everybody's gotten a quarterly personal status report where we have reporting to the state. We have 5.5 employees. And I think, Michael, that doesn't include the proposed movement from 20 hours to 30 hours for the financial assistance, right?
That's correct. This is just for this quarter, and that would take place after the first of the fiscal year.
So we probably need to vote on that. And the second item that we discussed is the staffing update. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Do you want to take care of the 5A agenda items first?
Yeah, so 5 Alpha is the quarterly personnel status report.
So moved.
Thank you, Grant.
Second.
Thanks, Gaffney. Any discussion on the quarterly personnel status report? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Any naysayers? Any abstentions? Okay, 5 Alpha is approved, and that takes us to 5 Bravo, the staffing update.
And Michael, maybe you could talk a little bit about the administrative assistant.
I will. Thanks. We have likely a PIDP grant to manage for Groton Fuel Terminal, if that's approved. And we still don't have that answer. That answer's been promised every week for about 12 weeks now. The deadline for applying for a new PIDP grant is June 1st. If they don't come out with a determination on the previous grant soon, they'll likely move that deadline. If we don't get that grant, we'll probably reapply with some feedback from Merritt on why we didn't get the first grant. But that is in the fiscal house to manage, as well as we approved 18 Small Harbor Improvement Program grants, and still following up on the SHIP 4 Small Harbor Improvement Program grants. And then, as we'll talk about later, there's numerous other opportunities to be involved and engaged in the fiscal area that we could use more than the halftime person. Lori Hepler is available to do more than 20 hours a week. So somewhere between 20 and 30 hours, we budgeted for 30 hours in next fiscal year's budget. But we're going to increase that position to 3/4 time to help us with the amount of activity that we have going on.
It's just 10 additional hours. That's going to be enough, you think?
We're going to do that. And if we find that's not sufficient, or we get involved in something that needs additional help, we'll assess what that
is. Be available for 40.
Probably not, but there, as we go further into the year, there might be an opportunity to bring another part-time person in that might eventually replace somebody over the course of time based on retirements and whatnot.
Poor face, she's working her hands to the bone. She's working hard. She needs all this help.
It's really Faye we're supporting with the position for family. Faye not only takes care of every dollar and cent that moves through here, but is the primary contact with legal behind me and involved in contracts and audits. This year we have the annual financial audit. We also have the state audit. And so for business development purposes, Faye's really the finance and business.
We all wonder constantly how we got so lucky. How many years ago? How many years ago, Faye?
Three.
Seems like forever.
Faye said she did not have an additional 10 hours a week, so we got 10 hours a week.
So we need a recommendation to adopt the updates to the physical administrator assistant.
So move.
Second.
You guys online are slow.
Deliberately.
Okay. Yeah. Any further discussion?
I have a quick question. Mike, I'm assuming you included those hours in the grant proposal?
Yes. So you're talking about the PIDP grant, Chris?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, there is money. There is money budgeted in the proposal to offset the time that we put in overseeing and managing the funding of the grant.
Great. Thank you.
All right. All those in favor say aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Any abstentions? All right. Any further action on HR, John?
No.
All right. So we're on to item number six, Audit Compliance and Governance Committee update. There are three documents that you received. Well, first one is 6 Alpha, which is the operating procedures for the CPA. We got a brief outline of all the changes in it. I know you've had it for a little while, but there are three. Once you get to the financial operating procedure, you'll go, Jiminy Peeps, I didn't think Faye could write that. The first item, 4 Alpha, the operating procedures, still have a motion to approve those.
So move. Second.
Any discussion on 4 Alpha operating procedures? 6 Alpha.
Paul, I'll just comment that we had that posted in the Connecticut Law Journal as required for 30 days, and we did not get any feedback.
Hey, it looked like you were, Dave Perullo, were you going to say something, or are you just getting ready to vote?
No, I'm.
All right. Okay, all those, are any further discussion on the operating procedures? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, on to the Accounting Policy and Procedures Manual. Consideration for approval and proposed amendments. You all had that in your packet. It was a delightful read, you know, so.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, Grant, I think Doug was in there.
Trying to speed up my motion.
There you go.
We deferred to you, Doug.
All right, any further discussion on Accounting Policy and Procedures Manual? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, motion passes. On to the employee manual. So you did send this. Did you have a legal review of the employment manual?
No, but this had been over to CT Innovation,
right,
where our chief legal consultant and HR head, HR legal consultant, Chris Bazin, matched them up with policies and procedures that they use and have in comments.
Okay, I'll entertain a motion for approval of the employee manual.
Yeah, so moved.
Okay, John and Kristen, that's quick, Kristen, you're quick. Any further discussion on the employee manual? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Anyone opposed? Any abstentions? Hearing none, motion passes. Okay, so got all the cool stuff done. So let's get to the informative stuff. So on to item number 7, grant updates. I'll let Mike take over for those.
Thanks, Paul. We want to make sure that we keep you in the loop on all of the things we're doing with grants. Small Harbor Improvement Projects program that we revised those procedures earlier this year. The board approved the new process. We did it online. Ultimately, we got about 29 applications in. We were able to approve 18 of them. Most of them municipalities, projects, large and small, anywhere from help to redo a harbor management plan to dock work. So between $25,000 and $400,000, which was the limit, all matched by the municipalities dollar for dollar. We did have a number of private entities apply because we offered help with the cost of doing further analysis of dredge material. Sometimes if the dredge material comes up unsuitable for open water discharge, it can still go to open water if it passes a more expensive test regime. And so we offered grants up to $250,000 to do that. And not only did we make 4 awards in that area, but we've also engaged the people doing the biological testing and helped to streamline their process so that if if there was a determination that the material was going to be unsuitable, that they figured that out at the lowest cost opportunity in the process, not expend $250,000 just to find out you can't move the material if you could do that for less. So I think we have a good process there. The other things private entities could get grants for was cost difference between moving material out to Central or Western Long Island disposal site as opposed to Eastern, since New York has not been approving material going to Eastern. We didn't have any. We had one person take us up on that, and then we would have offset monies to pump material onto beaches and marshes for beneficial use. We did not have anybody put in for that this year. We'll do some more work in that area because we do want to use material for beneficial use wherever possible. We also funded Guilford in accordance with the legislation, $860,000 for their dredge project that they had done a number of years ago. All told, approximately $3.2 million, $3.6 million, $3.6 million. We have about $1.6 million available, and we'll likely put this out for another round in the third quarter of this calendar year because we have that money available.
And that would go out to municipalities and private.
Same issuance we just did. In accordance with our procedures, we would do it again. So if somebody wasn't ready for this time, we continue to advertise that there'll be future. Now, there is an additional approximate $5 million in the legislative funding for the Small Harbor Improvement Program, but it really doesn't go past this fiscal year. And so in January, we'll have to work with the legislature to see how do we continue the Small Harbor Improvement Project next. What does it look like, and what size is it? Any other questions on SHIP? Our EPA Clean Ports grant continues to make progress. We have signed contracts with Zenas. The contract that you all approved me to complete negotiations on and enter into was increased by approximately $100,000 to make sure that the low voltage system was also mobile and met the BABA waiver requirements. BABA is Buy American, Build American. Since the company is in the Netherlands, we needed to make sure that the waiver requirements were met and we got all the equipment that we needed. So we'll have a high voltage and low voltage system. Those are moving forward to be fabricated over the next 10 months. In the meantime, we do have an open RFP out. We're reviewing proposals that we received for long lead electrical parts that have to get installed on the state pier for the low voltage and high voltage equipment looked into. And then once we know when we are having those parts come and we know when cable positioning is coming, we'll pick an appropriate time to put the construction project out to bid for the minor work that needs to be done to install the electrical components on the pier so that all that is ready for when the equipment comes.
So Michael, our parts, our commitment is, it went from 600 to 700.
It did not. No, the commitment's the same, 600,000, 300,000 for the material and 300,000 for the construction. However, we had budgeted everything. We had some contingency money in there. So it's still within the $5.9 million budget, 600,000 from us, 5.3 million from the EPA.
You have a construction timeline, when do you think we would be able to actually put this stuff on the pier? I know it's all contingent on Sunrise.
But we have a timeline. It's kind of appropriate for when there's not work going on at the state pier. However, I think there's some construction work that can be done while we're doing work at the state pier. They just have to work together on that. We do have the EPA visiting the site on May 20th to just keep up with the EPA routinely checks in with us and sees how things are going. We make them aware of the timelines and the money that we're spending in the RFP world. And so what we don't want to do is run afoul of any processes or procedures the EPA has. So it's a good check in and everything's working fine. Item 7C is the PIDP grant for the Groton Marine Terminal. We're really interested in seeing what level of approval that has. but very important to the region. So we'll see what the results are on that. And then D, we've included maritime education network and training opportunities for residents that just worked out to be mentor. Our mentor program will allow us to budget to supply a range of programs with scholarships. And in each case, this is money that we would give to the university, and the university would manage the scholarship program. It's not like we're going to manage scholarships and give to individual people, but they'll award scholarships based on our criteria for wanting to support residents going into the maritime businesses. This list could collapse, or it could expand. And right now, you see, we've got $65,000 budgeted. If we think it's appropriate to raise that, we want to change the budget, we can come back to the board and let you all know the what and the why. That's something we had envisioned earlier this year. It was included in this year's budget, but we didn't really have the superstructure for it. This is the beat to that equation.
And Mike, it's $100,000 for the
27. Oh, thank you. $100,000 for the 27.
So all that money is going to colleges, not to not to secondary.
So both,
no,
K-12.
Oh, to both. Okay, it's in your package. It looks like this.
No, I saw it.
It's got two programs.
Just going to college.
And like I said, we make a lot of contact with a lot of people in the state, and if as we find programs that would benefit from our assistance, we will add them to the list. And if we find that the program's not maintaining what we think is value, then we would take them off the list.
Any questions on the grants for Mike? Okay, that takes us to A, which is the Executive Director's report.
Let's see. I think I'm going to start with dredging. We implemented the New Haven operational agreement with the Army Corps of Engineers. They're going to now expect a cash transfer in the May timeframe, approximately $17 million, which we have in our possession as a result of state bond funding last December. And then that project will go out to bid in June, and the project will start on October 1st and take two dredge seasons. There is some back-end money, 10% of the project, or about $7 million owed on that once it's finished. But I think I've said before, the federal government's looking at potential for not asking for that 10% back for every project in the country after each one's completed over time as a help to the people implementing the projects, the non-federal sponsors. Hopefully that's in recognition of the fact that we paid the federal share too, so... Blackrock and Bridgeport Harbor money project continues for dredging. That was subject of a public meeting last week. The Corps collected feedback from the public meeting and we'll be answering all their questions. There were some concerns about whether we really needed to do it or not from an economic standpoint. Bridgeport is interested in making sure that the harbor gets dredged. There are some concerns about CAD cell construction. I think the Corps didn't spend enough time explaining what a CAD cell is and how it was going to work. And of course, we made the decision that that would be a location that the state of Connecticut would like excess capacity so that private entities had a place to put contaminated material or material that was unsuitable for open water discharge. The location of the CAD cell is going to interrupt a mooring field. And giving us excess capacity means it will be left open for an extended period of time. And that extended period of time would take that mooring field away for an extended period of time. So we have to work through some details on that. When I agreed to excess capacity, I didn't agree to giving up a mooring field. So we'll just work with them on that. New London State Pier sub lease discussions continue monthly. We do some virtual meetings, and then every 3 months we meet in person with Orsted and Instructure. At some point, Orsted's going to have to tell us that they have a subleaser in the wind business that's available to use the state pier on a date certain, or there's not going to be any activity, and they have to give us 12 months notice of an idle period. And then that they have to give us 24 months notice if they're going to make use of the pier again. So, for example, this January 2027, if they know that there's no projects in January of 2028 and there's no sublease, then they're going to have to declare an idle period. Once they do that, they have to give us 24 months notice that they want to use the state pier for a wind project. And so on January 2027, we'd at least have 24 months for use of the pier. And
like for what?
Clock ticks all the time.
Like for what?
So, well, no, in structure and CPA would figure out what products can come in and how long we're going
to. They'd still be involved.
Yes. Yeah. So there'll be other people involved, but recognize Ørsted is only really responsible to come up with a sublease in the wind development.
Gotcha.
If it's something else, now Ørsted has $2 million a year commitment. They have some commitments to New London. Whatever we do next, if they're not using the pier, they'd kind of like to be made whole for those parts of the equation that they're paying for that they're not using. So we'll see how that shakes out over time.
How often do you talk to instructors?
Weekly.
Weekly,
yeah. Okay. Yeah. They're the ones operating the state pier now. You know, sure. They're engaged in New London. They also have a clean energy grant in New London state, New Haven. Court. Thank you, Sally. So.
So instructor has a vested interest in making sure that after wind is
they used. Do. Their goal is to move as much freight through a port as possible.
Yeah.
Because that's how they make the most. And trying to move freight to sea lanes. And we've engaged G&W. What could you do to export from there? What could you bring in to ship by rail there? And like I said before, the rail's not connected out onto the pier now, but as soon as we're not moving 600 ton components, it's pretty simple to put the rail back in. We are collecting candidates for interns this summer. We'll have three on board at least. That's what's in the budget. We have over 57 candidates this year, so phenomenal draw. And we're going to narrow those down to a handful to interview, and a lot of great people applying, really interested in, and we got some great benefit out of having a couple of interns with us last year. Having three this year would be great. I think the SHIP 5 approvals and implementation is going well, so appreciate the work that everybody did at the Port Authority to streamline that process, make certain decisions and communicate expeditiously with municipalities to take care of that. We've also started meeting with McAllister and Structure and the pilots in and around the port of New Haven to discuss anything we see on the horizon for ship traffic. We're also communicating to people that despite what you think you know about the state pier, the state pier is available to do things. It's just an operating port. It's leased out to wind developers. They already know if there's an opportunity to do something at the same time, or if we have a regional need for a one-off where we can accommodate bringing ships in. But we're telling all of our partners, don't just assume that the state pier is not available. If you think you have a need to use the state pier, please reach out to us so we can have those conversations. And I would ask that the board members do the same.
In fact, Mike has a meeting Thursday morning with Electric Boat.
I do.
They're gonna bring their travel lift.
Well, you know, that's not a bad option if you can move something off a ship, using a heavy lift pier, and they got to bring their dry dock over to come pick it up.
How many pockets do you have to put under a new?
I don't know.
Say that again.
Well, you know, how many pockets do you have to put under a nuclear sub?
All of them. It's got a dry dock.
Confidential information.
Yeah. Every sub has a dry dock plan. For legislation, we did request the legislature eliminate the renewal and initial marine pilot license fee. It was a minor dollar amount, and the only reason we collected is because it's in the legislation to collect it as part of the license renewal process. So that's likely to get approved this legislative session. There's also another legislative action to create a working group to look at improving freight rail and port use for the shipment of material and goods in the state. The way the legislation is currently worded is the executive director of the Connecticut Port Authority will be the chair and invite the membership that will participate in a statewide discussion about changes to state policies and incentives to improve the use of freight rail and ports. So we're seeing that go through the legislature right now.
And you got to report out when?
Well, if the working group was formed, it would have to start meeting by September and report out by January 1st and be disbanded. So that is a lot of overlap work with what we're trying to do now. And it looks like we can get a lot of assistance for mapping that out with the right people. And they did fund $150,000 in that legislation for a consultant if we thought we needed it. So I'll probably take full advantage of that. Other
Gaffney is pleased with that.
Yes, I'm very pleased. Maybe we'll invite him in.
You're listening to the legislature's listening.
So I got a chance to visit the Southeastern Council of Governments and brief them on what we do in the region and what we have going on at the State Pier for a Clean Energy Grant. We're also going to engage other councils of governments across the state over the next few months. I did get an opportunity to present to the Connecticut Society of Civil Engineers at a dinner meeting at the Coast Guard Academy recently. So they had held their monthly dinner meeting locally and gave a bunch of scholarships to students that were in the audience. And I gave them all a little show on what it took to expand the state pier from what it was to what it is now. I've been getting a lot of requests for shipyards in the state, and that's really going to lead to us collaborating with a firm to evaluate underutilized properties along the rivers and the coastline. And then engage the owners of those properties and the municipalities they reside in, and then have them on a marketing list that we're going to collaborate with others on. And really, when somebody wants to do business in Connecticut, if they could just tell us how big a piece of property they need, why they need it close to the water, what is the type of water access they need between the property and the water, and you know, what kind of bridge impediments might there be, or what kind of channel depth you need. And we have all that information. I think we can work really well with people to market what the state has to offer. And to that end, I recently met with the Connecticut Center for Advanced Tech, CCAT, the executive director there, Andrew Bond. And we're going to be getting together with Advanced CT and CCAT and the Port Authority, just make sure we're all on the same page with what capabilities the state has and what we can do. Kristen set us up with a great tour of some members of the British Parliament. So we showed them the state pier and hosted them at a dinner. And I think there's future opportunities to work with Britain to bring freight directly to Connecticut by sea. And then we recently toured a global terminal in New Haven. One of the learnings I got from that was they bring 30 million gallons of gasoline into the port a month. And I know we said 36 million gallons of home heating oil to Groton per year. 30 million gallons a month sounds like a lot. And those are the types of capabilities the state has that the general public doesn't really see. And because the gas comes in by ship or barge, and nobody sees the tankers, those tankers on the highway, they just see the tankers leaving that facility and going out to local gas stations so that we can all fuel our vehicles. We are going to ask, we're going to revise our website. Currently we have biographies. We have biographies of all the board members. We need to make sure we have biographies for all the new board members. And we want biographies for the designees instead of like Doug, in your case, we don't really need the treasurer's biography on our website. When you're the main point of contact, we want to shift that to you being his designee and having your information there.
Minor government functionary. There it is.
Got it.
Put it in the Louvre.
Shortly after our last board meeting, we were able to attend the boat show, the Hartford Boat Show at the Mohegan Sun. We had a booth there all weekend and met hundreds of people, and we're able to engage a lot of the public at that event. That was great. We were parked next to the Coast Guard Auxiliary. That's where our booth was. I don't know if that was the exact relationship time that was formed, but we got around to Melissa hooked us up with Coast Guard Auxiliary hosting a Suddenly in Command class here last Saturday in our office. We made it available to 25 people to sign up and come in and get trained by the Coast Guard Auxiliary. If you're not a boat owner or a boat captain, what do you need to know about being on a boat, or what happens if the captain's suddenly incapacitated and you have to take over? What things do you need to know about on the boat for radio communications, safety, life vests, ship boat operations, engine switches, and whatnot? So as a good boost for the maritime safety world by hosting that, we'll be doing that again. Lastly, in June, we will be hosting the North Atlantic Port Association meeting here. It's going to be in New London. The dates are June 4th and 5th. On June 4th, I'll be speaking at the event along with Gateway and Structure. Greg Barabolt's going to speak, but there's an opportunity to do lunch. Cross Sound Ferry is going to support us with a tour of the New London Harbor, and then there'll be a dinner all at a hotel in downtown New London. And the Maritime Administrator, Steve Carmel, recently appointed, he's been making the rounds. He's going to come and speak to the group and tour the harbor. So they're the organization that's in charge of grants.
That's big time.
And it is big time. If a board member would like to join us for any part of that, reach out to me and we'll make sure you're included. There's no limitation really on the number of people we can bring on the harbor tour. And if you're going to go to dinner or lunch, I just need to know so we can plan food. Any questions?
Yeah.
One more thing, Mr. Chairman.
Sure.
I think this is Brian Thompson's last meeting.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to retire from the Department of Energy and Environmental Protection on June 1st. I'm sure that we'll get another designee from the Deep Commissioner to be on our board and help us out the way that Brian's helped us out so many times, working with Brian on dredging in Connecticut and figuring out how the maritime community interacts with regulatory processes. Brian's been a great assistance to me.
Plank owner, right?
And he's a plank owner. He was on the working group that formed the Port Authority, and he will be missed. And I appreciate all the time he spent with me.
Yes, June 1st is the retirement date. Thank you, Mike, for all the kind words. Yeah, it's been quite a history with the Port Authority and its predecessors. So, really appreciate it. And it's really great to see how it's grown and advanced the cause. So thank you.
No, it's been fun. Right, Brian?
Sorry, what was that? Paul?
It's been fun all those years, correct?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Completely fun.
Yeah. I'll just say congratulations, Brian, and thanks for all your work for the Port Authority. And I know from some of my other positions how much other things that you've done to contribute to the environment and the functioning of state government. So thanks very much.
Yeah, thank you. Congratulations, Brian. Mm-hmm. You will be missed sorely.
Congratulations, Brian.
You got that picture of him getting his cool plaque?
We're sharing the screen with you all. There we go. We had a thank you plaque made up for Brian and gave him a goodie bag and sent him on his way.
It's the invisible plaque. You can't see it, but it's there.
So the next person that leaves the board, we don't even need to bring the plaque. We just hold our hands in that.
All the best, Brian.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Mr. Chairman, absent the inquiries, I have the next move is to move into executive session.
That's right. So in accordance with the executive session pursuant to Section 1, Tac 20, 210, Bravo 4 of the General Statutes of Connecticut for the purpose of discussing active and pending claims, request permission or recommendation to move into executive session.
Second. And
invite Mike, Faye, and Jill.
Okay.
bear with me while I put public attendees in a virtual week. And when we come back from executive session, we will readmit you into the meeting. So please bear with me while I go through the list.
Bart Rogers will be commissioner. Real. Yeah.
All right. Let me know, Joe, when you're all set.
I will.
Tom and Tom's phone.
I'm going to jump on mine because for some reason it's not.
Oh.
It's not responding.
We'll wait.
I am going to stop the recording. I just need to jump on the other computer for a moment. So.
What was that, Paul?
117. We're out of executive session. And with that said, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
So moved, second. Kristen.
Second.
And Gaffney and Grant.
Gaffney.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks. Have a good one.
You too.
Thank you all.